city members, Lukey, Heffley, and Customer Richardson, along with council members Westfall, Hume, Fry, Mayor Stout, and staff members Bill Sanford, Leslie Brennan, and Kevin Aller, back there in the bleachers, apparently. We have two issues tonight. One is consideration of some modifications to the city logo. Second is appointments to the Board of Zoning Appeals. So let's start with Bill. You might be able to brief us a little bit on why you're thinking about doing this, and then proceed with...
Sure. Couple things with our logo, the quick history. When we did our website, there was a new logo on that, but we did not have all the marketing, Michael, how this works, with some of the rights to the... It wasn't something that you could duplicate easily to use, and was never really introduced. It was different from our existing logo. And so that's always been kind of hanging there.
You mean the old one?
That's it. That's the current one. And then there was a request for, I think it came from the library, the new branch, when they wanted to hang a flag, because we have a city flag with the logos on that, and we're, I think, out of the big flag. We had little flags, but we ran out, or we were getting... It was time to order new ones.
They were asking for a little larger flag, and it would have meant manufacturing some. And we had to move the halyard a little bit so that they could use a smaller one, but they'd still like a larger one. We still have a few more of the old flags, but only a handful.
So we thought it would be appropriate to look at the logo and say this would be the time, since do we keep the one that was on the website, or look at something different. And Chuck from IT was taking the lead on this and talking with Fred and working with our website, and then asked them to come up with some ideas as to what we could do, and that's kind of how we got to tonight.
Right, and what I understand from my earlier conversation with Bill, because you probably don't remember what the logo looks like on the website, what it was redesigned is it has a little different color green than the dark green that we have in the logo, and that appears on our letterhead and our stationery materials. The company that we originally contracted with to do the website, I think some of you remember, became very difficult from the standpoint of non-performance of their contract. And we asked them, Fred, to come in and kind of bail us out and get it done. Unfortunately, the company was difficult. This is not going to surprise you. Also, it was one of the small number of design firms that the company needed. Signed the agreement that they own the intellectual property for the logo, which is all that they did. And so we couldn't get access to it without going through litigation, so we just sort of modified it. Subsequent to that, in addition to the flags, we are going to have the regular runs of routine print materials ahead of us, you know, new letterhead, new envelopes at some point, new business cards. So I think we felt, rather than going down the road where we have two or three different logos, which is not a good branding principle, we consider potentially picking one. I'm told by Bill that it doesn't particularly cost an awful lot to change the website, with the logo on the website, and we would just phase in any new logo to the materials as we buy them. Is that correct?
Correct.
So I'm going to ask the law director. As you know, I used to work at Fred, but I don't anymore. And I have no ownership stake in Fred, so am I okay?
You're good. Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to show us a show and tell?
Oh, that's true. These are designs from Fred.
Okay, yeah. Bill and I chatted, and the last thing I really wanted to do, particularly based on the technical question here, is spend an awful lot of dollars on a lot if they want to. So Fred, since they had all of the agreed to a slight modification as opposed to a full
this was a way to do it started out with Red and Chuck and Bill Grimm and myself and Laura and that with the staff over there at Red, and they actually came up with a lot of different, a few more ideas. We thought these were the best ones that they, you know, came up with, two different, and you could see them side by side, and we'll see what you think.
So it's the, all of this whole thing is within it?
Yeah.
In the one on the left. Look here, feel it.
So City of Sylvania, so City of Sylvania.
I suppose we grab it.
Where it says City of.
To City of, yeah.
You want to take that out and leave the City of Trees or?
Yeah, I don't think we need whatever you call it, our tagline, like flag or our stationery, it's too wordy. I agree with you, but that, I don't know, it's like how the City of too, I have to say Sylvania.
Yeah.
I think we add it in a weird place.
I know, I'm just thinking from a marketing standpoint, but.
In a perfect world, we'd be able to do that.
Or maybe the font is, needs to change somehow, this part needs to get that.
Isn't there a, don't we have a staff type thing that kind of is part of our?
Well, this would be different, I mean, this, the typeface that we're using, I believe now is different than that one.
Different.
Sort of 1950s.
Look how the City of looks like an afterthought, like, oh yeah.
The, just so you know, the City of Trees came with the website, the new one, that wasn't, and then City of Sylvania is really consistent with our current.
My general sense here is that what we have in front of us is one that's on the left, that still a condition, right, to do the update, and what we've got is condition, like, we're on the right of the capital.
I'm not on the committee.
Should be the same.
So have you done a black and white example of this, or if you were in a black and white format? Because certainly the color is very cool, we're about additional cost based on four color, so what's it look like black and white?
I've not.
I mean, I'm thinking about how, what are the other elements and methods that people might be using.
And how does it look on the flag?
Yeah, we have a picture, oddly, we have a picture, but it looks like kind of flag, right? Not oddly, but coincidence, we do.
We have to do, idea of what the stationery could look like.
Do you have the other version as well?
No, just this one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can just, that was just to kind of give an idea.
Okay.
We're, I don't think in any particular hurry to get this done, so, you know, in the corporate world, as some of us know, it takes, you know, 8 or 10 months to agree on a logo sometimes, much to my dismay. And so we certainly can take our time if we think either we want to give this more thought or ask Bill to go back and get some additional.
Well, I have a few more questions, and I know I'm not on the committee, so somebody else would like to ask you a question.
That's a good question, Sue, so go ahead.
So tell me a little bit about their thinking about the four colors that they chose, and probably a purpose for it. I think that stationery is kind of fun. I'm curious about when we price that out, the bleeds in that from the link down in the bottom could be an additional cost. So I think we want to be thinking from a cost standpoint, long run, long term, what, you know, what those variables
could be. Good point.
If we could find out about that, it's going to be more.
Explore.
Mary, I don't think there was anything significant about the colors. They did say, and they, in some of the other Sylvania entities, like the Sylvania Area Family Services, Sylvania Community Services, some of the other Sylvania entities, they've done work on some of those, and they were trying to put some consistency in how they all look and
follow.
I don't like the four colors. I am on the committee.
So you can speak.
I actually like the color, I just don't like the way they're arranged somehow, especially even in the flag, it just looks.
Can you be more specific?
There's a lot of white space on the flag, it looks too small, like it just.
It's a vertical logo on a horizontal flag.
Yep.
And the city of it looks like they added that as an afterthought, like it looks like it.
So this one would be better on a flag.
Yes.
If it's more of a horizontal.
Do we know, were these logos, the artwork actually, were they drawn by hand, or were they found like in a, not exactly, in a clip art type situation, where they come from some database, or do we know about that?
It's, design is now all done digitally, right, on a, you know.
Maybe not by hand, but by a mouse, or like,
yeah,
that's what I mean, they weren't like pulling these logos off a clip art or something.
They're customized.
Okay, nice, okay.
I mean, is what we're thinking, right?
Okay, if I were doing this, I would make the trees bigger, so they filled up Pennsylvania, and I like blue.
You like blue?
I like the blue.
I don't like the blue, actually.
But, there you have it.
Is that a deal breaker?
No.
Oh, okay.
When you're making copies, that'll use more ink.
Doug, what'd you say, take out the city of trees on that one?
Yeah, I would take out the city of trees, but I would make the trees.
There were some other choices that you eliminated already?
Yeah. You want them to?
They're very similar to what, there were multiple, a couple different with the colors, we thought this was the best one. There was one that nobody seemed to like with the round and it didn't seem to fit, these seemed to be the best of the work that they provided to us.
So let me understand kind of what people are. We asked people to come back with two additional pieces of information. One is what it would look like if it were just in black and white, which is appropriate. And then what was the other one, though?
The meaning of the other stuff.
The cost of the color.
The quadrant.
Okay, well, I think at that point we want to have a designer come in and talk to us.
Right.
And talk us through that. Let me just, any other questions? Mark, do you have anything about the text?
My tendency is to, generally the same questions Mary, the concerns that Mary had.
But the cost?
Yeah, because four color printing.
Yeah, the cost.
Ain't cheap. Not that it's going to move the budget of the city all that much, but
well,
it's still not cheap.
And I keep in mind that some of them, I'm guilty of thinking about the way this used to be done 20 years ago. Right? Mm-hmm. More and more is not done with printing, but digitally. And I think the printing technology has changed to the point where it's probably not that much of a difference. But your point is well made, though.
And,
I mean, we
I'm open to be persuaded in that way.
No. But I think we can't have that kind of thinking again in a tough budget year, right? So we have to be good stewards of our budget.
Well, my theory is less is more. And so having all those different colors, I do not like. I like this is less. I think we need to get rid of City of Trees. I think without that, it looks pretty simple. And I know Patrick was with us at the meeting that we just went through to start our process for Heritage Sylvania, the logos. And we looked at a lot of logos that day from all sorts of businesses and enterprises around town. And I think what we were leaning towards, well, you could say too, is a much more simple look. The one that we looked at was the library, which is basically a red square with an L. We found, I mean, that's when we just discussed a couple more the other day. We didn't go that dark, I guess is the word,
mm-hmm.
but the less is more thing, I think, is what's in right now, and so that's why I kind of didn't like the color
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
So, of these two, I would like this without City of the Trees,
okay.
Or City of
so
the
so
Trees.
So, you agree with Deb?
Shocking.
That can't be.
I'm just thinking it's important to know.
Yeah.
We're on a roll.
But I do think it has to, as Mary said, black and white was something we were talking about too, is it's gotta look good in black and white, because then you've gotta think of all the different ways you're going to use it, and it's gotta look good in all of those, so. I feel almost like an expert after.
Is there any, Mayor, do you have any thoughts about this?
I do, and mine are my personal opinions. I think the one with the three trees in it looks juvenile with stick trees. I'm sorry, I think that's a terrible design and reflects poorly on the community. But then I've gone through college classes teaching kids how to draw trees, and that's exactly how you tell them not to draw a tree.
Okay.
So I have a problem with that. I think the other one is far more stylized, and I just sent Leslie out to put it on the Xerox machine and print it so we see what it looks like without four color printing on it. I don't think four color printing is necessary either, but that is a far nicer design to look at than the stick trees. It does not fit well on the flag. I agree. But if I'm allowed to speak freely, the other one just looks like a kindergarten drawing.
It looks like a cartoon caricature drawing to me.
Okay.
When I saw it, so.
Well, so the question becomes, do we have any kind of consensus?
Are these better than what we have?
That was the point I wanted to make.
We have what we have, though. Did I understand that?
No, no, no. The one on the website, which is not that one, is one we don't have the rights to, which is fine.
We do have the rights to the one on the website.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I misspoke.
I believe so, but it there'd be an expense to make it usable as a logo for other, to put on other ads or...
Okay, we have to pay the...
Which is not that logo.
So that we don't
Which is not this logo. So we were like drifting into this. What is our official logo now? And that's why why don't we look at it and see what we could come up with?
My first thought of looking at these is I like that one out of the three. I mean, to be honest, and it's already got some brand awareness, or maybe if we can get a slightly updated version of that or a slightly tweaked version. But if I was looking at 1, 2, and 3, I like that one the best, and that's my first, that's the first impression. Again, it can be swayed or whatever, but those are my thoughts.
What about the rest of the group?
Is this the one you're talking about, the website one?
That's it.
So it's already a different typeface, right?
Yeah, I like that better than any of these. You're right.
It was...
Without the city of trees.
Yeah, Pat, have you seen this?
I've seen it. That's the one where the Sylvania is bigger than the logo.
Right.
It's pretty much that with the leaves, but the word Sylvania is the biggest thing on it. And it's like, we're going to have a flag. It's not like the Ohio flag just says the word Ohio. You know what I mean? It's a logo. And I think the... Our flag just being the word Sylvania seems
appropriate, I think.
Well, maybe we disagree, but that's fine. I mean, it still says it, but that's the biggest word on the flag is words.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts on it.
So you'd have a design element bigger, or you want the Sylvania?
No, I think the logo should be bigger than the word.
Could I make a suggestion to build off of Patrick a little bit? Make the logo bigger, take Sylvania and put it down the side on the left-hand side next to the tree. It's going down. Starting with S and moving down.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
You mean down the way, this way?
Yeah.
Yeah. On its side or just?
This way, just going straight down. On a column. Mm-hmm. Rather than across.
I think designers would tell you that that's counterintuitive to the way people read. Right? People read from right to from left to right as opposed to left down.
Do we care?
Well, yeah, you want to be able to read it.
Anybody that looks at it, if they don't know, I understand your point, but I guess I look at it and say, this isn't Ishkabibulus. No, that's not the word we're dealing with. It's the city of Sylvania, so it's not that challenging a word in my mind, and it doesn't have that many letters in it. But like, that gets your logo bigger.
Yeah, I.
What a design contest! How much are we paying for this?
I think with all the work, I think it was like $3,000, something like this, is what Chip told me.
You know what?
Which is,
I'm not fond of design contests, because unless you're going to do a design contest using professional designers.
Well, that's who we would advertise to.
Well, is that true? Okay. Because I don't want to have some eighth grader submitting something or, you know.
I don't think you get professional designers to participate in a design contest. I mean,
I don't either.
But you pay and, yeah.
Well, it'll add to the cost of to go out and do it if we were going to do something different.
You know, I really think we don't have any consensus here, right? And so what I would suggest.
If you don't like it, you don't get consensus. I mean, I think that's what, I think that's what.
I'm not saying that's bad.
No, I think it's a fact.
At this point, you know, we're trying to do a little problem solving in a short period of time. I would almost suggest, and this is probably going to cost us a little bit more money, but it might be worth it, to ask our design folks to come in and take us through the same, maybe a little bit of an exercise. Because, you know, clearly the administration's interest was to get, to find us, see if we could come up with a design that didn't take a lot of effort or time that we could all embrace. I don't think that's happening. So why don't we just see if they could come in and we'll have another meeting and we'll have them take us through a little process. Does that make sense to everybody? I mean, we're going to live with this for a really long time, right? We've had this one for a really long time. So
just to clarify, you want them to come in and explain their thinking on these
no,
two?
No, I think we should tell them that there was not a lot of support. We didn't have more than two people liking either of them, right? Some people didn't like
them. We changed them all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's not good, right? That's not a good start.
But are they going to hear seven different things, or they're going to hear everything and hear?
If they're sophisticated, they'll hear seven different things, and they'll try to look at some areas where there's some consensus,
kind of get,
and they'll come back with a look that hopefully will be a little closer to what they're thinking about.
What our group that helped us did is they had, to get an idea of what we wanted, they had a whole bunch of different logos, and we kind of went, oh, we like this about this, and mm-hmm. that about that, and I mean, it kind of seemed like mumbo jumbo at the time, but when it came to it, there was some guidance that was.
Yeah.
Did you get one?
We're close, very close.
This is not an easy, you know, I'm not kidding about the fact that the corporate world spends millions, billions of dollars and a lot of time on putting a new identity. So I don't think we should feel frustrated that we're not ready to embrace any of these, you know. So I would encourage this to schedule a time. Every design company has a process. Your design guys, women, did have a way, and I'm sure Thread does, and I'm sure every company does. So whatever they do, why don't you have a little conversation with how they do it, and we'll schedule
that.
Time to get back to us. So are we okay with that?
No.
I like oak trees. This is the oak openings. I think we should have an oak tree.
Okay, I don't know what that
is. What kind of tree do you think it is?
The little green ones? They're not. The tree of life? I don't know.
Man, all right.
It does not copy well.
Unless anybody has another thought, one of these. Thank you. I think it's a good discussion. Get on with
the discussion. So you brought the design question to lawyer, trader,
someone who's lived a long time.
Yeah.
Oh. I think raising marketing. Well.
Yeah, kind of a different
thing. The logo should, like,
my daughter's an interior designer.
Yeah.
Said,
there you
everybody
go.
Everybody should go, wow. You're going to need a designer to say, wow.
Right. It doesn't say we need to say, wow.
No.
Agree.
Yeah, I think we were trying to be incremental rather than.
I think we can recycle these.
Yeah, okay. Good. So, second, we have a second item, and that is the fact that our own the decision making led us to the fact that we were going to create a more public process when we had reappointments to some of the council's boards and commissions. Board of Zoning Appeals has two. Reappointments that are coming up, and remind me, Leslie, who that is.
I knew you were going to ask me.
Oh.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
To know that.
I know. I know the process for.
Okay, Dick Sands.
Yeah. I know. I think maybe one might be
Gary.
I think Gary's one of them. I can't remember.
Gary Summer.
Gary Summer, and I can't remember.
But the point is here that both of these individuals have been there now for multiple terms, correct?
I'm sorry. Oh, it is Dick?
Okay, Dick Sands and Gary Summer. And they've both been there for more than two terms, right? So our process that we established earlier was that we simply noticed the fact that we're taking applications. We encouraged the incumbents to submit as well.
Yeah.
And you weren't here, but we had a very interesting and effective process 2 years ago when we were doing this, and we found some new people. We retained, I believe, in each case one,
yes,
and brought in another, and younger, and I think I'm really happy with those decisions that they made at that point. So all I really need, I think, from the committee tonight is an agreement that that's the way we proceed, and we can ask the law director to go to do a public notification, and we will then put together a process to try to get a decision made, and we had the man, Patrick, to everybody to interview. And we need to get that done by the end of the year so we can make an appointment by January.
Are you going to explain this process to Gary and Dick?
Yes. Yep. I will.
Okay.
Actually, I will be seeing Gary sometime this week, and I will let him know. And then, I will probably just send him copies of the resolution, and I'll have a conversation with Mr. Sands.
Okay, and are they aware that they're up for reappointment this year?
I would assume that Gary knows for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure about Mr. Sands. I haven't spoken with him recently, but I know that he keeps a pretty close eye on his terms. So.
Have the people that are on currently, have they gone through anything like this before as far as interviewing for reappointment? Like, how did this go in the past? Like, the last day of the term was
up. We typically, when I got here and then for probably up until 2 or 3 years ago, we would automatically reappoint the people that were sitting there. I think that
if they wanted to be reappointed.
I think there was a general feeling that there were people in the community. You know, we wanted to just see if there were more qualified people in the community. And so it seemed like a good government thing to do.
Agreed.
But Dick should have some feel for the process because, if you recall, Mark, he sat in on the.
You're right.
I was going to say he was there.
So he should. This should not be a surprise to him.
Wouldn't think so.
No. So if you agree that we want to move forward, we'll ask the law director to do that. I'll put together a schedule based on maybe you and I could huddle up and figure that out.
Sure.
And we'll try to get it done by the end of the year. Nobody making any major travel plans in December.
The resolution just
came out. Oh, right.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anything else today for the committee? If not, it is 7:28. Richard, thank you.